ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कांटो चैप्टर 24 चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग सांग बाय लॉर्ड शिव टेक्स्ट 57 क्षणार्धेनापि तुल्ये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत् संगी संगस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। इफ वन बाय चांस एसोसिएट विथ ए डिवोटी इवन फॉर ए फ्रैक्शन ऑफ ए मोमेंट ही नो लॉन्गर इज सब्जेक्ट टू अट्रैक्शन बाय द रिजल्ट ऑफ कर्म एंड ज्ञान। What interest then can he have in the benedictions of the demigods who are subject to the laws of birth and death? Purport. Out of three kinds of men, the karmis, jnanis and bhaktas, the bhakta is described herein as the most exalted. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has sung, Kaivalyam narakayate त्रिदशपुर आकाश पुष्पायते चैतन्य चंद्रामृत। दि वर्ड कैवल्य मीन्स टू मार्ज इन टू द एफुलजेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड दि वर्ड त्रिदशपुर रेफर्स टू हेवनली प्लैनेट्स वेयर द डेमिगॉड्स लिव। दस फॉर ए डिवोटी कैवल्य सुख और मार्जिंग इन टू द एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज हेलिस because the bhakta considers it suicidal to lose his identity and merge into the effulgence of the Brahman. A bhakta always wants to retain his identity in order to render devotional service to the Lord. Indeed, he considers promotion to the upper planetary systems to be no better than a willow the wisp. Temporary material happiness holds no value for a devotee. The devotee is in such an exalted position that he is not interested in the actions of the karma and jnana. The resultant actions of karma and jnana are so insignificant to a devotee situated on the transcendental platform that he is not in the least interested in them. Bhakti yoga is sufficient to give the bhakta all happiness. Stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-6, Yayatma Suprasidati. One can be fully satisfied simply by devotional service, and that is the result of association with a devotee. Without being blessed by a pure devotee, no one can fully satisfy it, nor can anyone understand the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this verse is chanted by Lord Shiva, as this chapter is entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. The same verse also chanted in first canto, 18th chapter, 13th verse. Same verse, almost same, just like in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru. This verse chanted twice in 9th chapter, 34, and again in 18th chapter, 65 verse. The same, here is this verse is so important. It's chanted twice in Srimad Bhagavatam. In first chapter, 15th verse, this is chanted by the sages of the Naimisharanya. When Sutta Goswami just appeared in front of them, he just after, in course of his traveling, he came to Naimisharanya, and all the rishis, they were just about to, they were engaged in some karmakanda jagyas, but seeing Sutta Goswami, they immediately stopped all their activities, all this performing the jagya. Then they glorified Sutta Goswami, and in that connection they also chanted the same verse. Tulyam alevanapi na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utasisa. Three lines same, only first line little difference. Here he is telling khanardhe napi tulye, or they chanted tulyanam levanapi. Otherwise the verse is same. That khyanardha, a khyana is Prabhupada gave this also detail about what is the duration of the time, this khyana, what is khyana and what is labha. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Vishaya ki jai. Labha is considered just like 8/45 second. In other words, it is sometimes told that labha means just one split of the eye, the little, this is called nimesa, and 11th part of one nimesa is called labha. Or Prabhupada wrote in that purport in a third canto, 11th chapter, 14th verse, Prabhupada wrote there this in the purport. The labha means actually 8/45, this fraction of a second. And labhe nama, labhe, tulle na, tulayama labhe naapi, a labha, that's such a little fraction of time. But here he is telling khyanardhanapi. Khyana means, as Prabhupada is telling here, that a fraction of a moment. Khyana also, it is almost same, like labha or khyana. Such a little time, a fraction of a moment, if one associate with a pure devotee, then his life becomes successful. Or what benefit he achieved by that little association of a devotee, it cannot be calculated in material calculation. No one can calculate it. Or it cannot be compared with others by performing karmakanda jagyas or performing jnanas, yogas, one achieved different things. And that cannot be compared with this a moment of association of a sadhu. As Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the same thing, that sadhu sanga sarva sastre kahe, labhe matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hai. He is also telling, labhe matra. Such a little fraction of time. Such, if one just achieve the association of a pure devotee, then his life becomes successful. That is declared in all the shastras, sarva shastrika. Because devotional service begins with sadhu sangha, is teaching, giving instruction to Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sangha. How janma mula means it is just planting seed and then just putting some water or pouring water into it, that is Sravana Kirtan, then it just started growing. But though in sadhana bhakti process he told that adau shraddha tata sadhu sangha, but here is Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself is instructing Sanatana Goswami, Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sangha. Because shraddha, how can you have one get shraddha? Shraddha means Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. To understand that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, and by performing devotional service unto him, that is the goal of life. So without sadhu sangha, how can one understand this philosophy? That's why Mahaprabhu told first sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, then shraddha comes. And with that shraddha, then again he go to guru and get initiated. Then he begins the process of devotional service. Krishna jadi kripa kare, kon bhagyavane, guru antarjami rupe sikhaye apane. Actually, when Krishna shows his special mercy to a conditioned soul, then he, that is the greatest mercy of this the Supreme Lord, to send a pure devotee to that person, to that conditioned soul, to give, because when one becomes serious to perform devotional service, to join the process of bhakti, and he has to cry before Krishna, because he is the original spiritual master. And then he understands, when the conditioned soul understands that what is my eternal position, I am Nitya Krishna Das, I am eternal servant of Krishna, somehow or other I have fell down into this ocean of material ocean of birth and death. So when he realized that, then he started crying in front of Krishna, Kende bole, hey Krishna, ami tava das, tumare bhuliya amara hoila sarvanas. Started crying and loudly addressed Krishna, O Krishna, I am your eternal servant, somehow or other, I have forgotten you. And by forgetting you, everything is ruined. Please help me. Please again take me under your shelter. When a conditioned soul started crying like that, then Krishna sent a pure devotee to that person. That is the topmost mercy of Krishna for a conditioned soul. That's why it is told, Krishna kripate guru mile, guru kripate Krishna mile. One can get a sadhu sangha or achieve a spiritual master only by the mercy of Krishna. If he started crying before Krishna, then Krishna send him such a person. Just like we see an example in Rasikananda Prabhu, who is disciple of Savananda Prabhu. He was in Odisha and he was crying there, for he was searching for a spiritual master. In front of Krishna he was crying, please send me a spiritual master, I want to perform your devotional service. And Shyamananda Prabhu was sitting in Vrindavan in Sevakunja, and he was meditating on Krishna, doing his bhajan, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was thinking, now I am in a very blissful position. I am sitting in Vrindavan in Sevakunja and doing my bhajan. But suddenly he heard a voice from the sky. That is Krishna is speaking to him, Madan Mohan is speaking to him. He told Shyamananda, you have to go Odisha, because there is one person is crying for me. He is in need of a spiritual master. So I want you to go there, initiate him, act as his guru. Shyamananda is telling, I don't want to go now, just I came few days here, I will sit here, do my bhajan. How can I go to Odisha quickly as such? Want to my disciple, then he has to wait for 1 year or something, like our tradition in ISKCON. He has to wait for some time. Maybe I will go after some time, 6 months or 1 year after I can go. So Krishna saw that Shyamananda is thinking in that, like that in mind. Then again, he came in dream to Jiva Goswami. He told, send this Shyamananda to Odisha. Because there is one person is crying in front of me, crying for me. He wants a spiritual master, and this Shyamananda has to perform that duty. He has to go there. That is mercy of Krishna. Krishna, if Krishna wants to show some special favor, then he is acting as Chaitya Guru within, in heart. Guru in outside, he is acting as also a spiritual master. So that's why it is told that if Krishna, the real mercy of Krishna for a conditioned soul is to sending that conditioned soul to the feet of a pure devotee, or sending one pure devotee to him for his association. And nothing can be compared to this, to a moment association with a pure devotee. So now we can see here how Prachetas were fortunate. Because who appeared in front of me, in front of them? Lord Shiva. He appeared, even they did not pray to Lord Shiva, not worship him, but not did any service, but they were just trying their best to follow the order of their father Prachinavahi. And they were together, but one good quality with them, they were all together for the same purpose. They are very cooperative among each other. They are friendly, and they were free from envy. That's why Krishna got pleased with them. So Krishna sent the spiritual master who? Lord Shiva. Vaishtamanang Jathasambhu. So it is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna sent Lord Shiva to the Prachetas to act as spiritual master. Just like Krishna sent Shyamananda Prabhu to Rasikananda to act as spiritual master. So that's why this is the greatest mercy of Krishna for a conditioned soul. And in a process of devotional service, that's why the first thing to associate with devotees, or to get a pure devotee's association. In other hand, if someone gave up everything and he has decided to perform devotional service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave up everything. Niskinchanasya bhagavat bhajana mukhasya paramparam jigimisor bhavasagarasya sandarsanam visaina vatha jositamcha ha hantha hantha visabakyana api asadhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu told this same verse. He told, if someone gave up everything, his home, his property, his relations, and all his material ingredients that is meant for his sense gratification, and he has decided to be a niskinchan, to perform devotional service to Krishna without any motive. But again, such a person, if he associates with these two things, who is sandarsanam visai, if he see a visai, a materialistic person, and josita, a woman, again he get this association with these two things, then such a person is knowingly committing suicide. Ha hanta hanta visavakyana api asadhu. He is not sadhu. He is just drinking poison knowingly. Narottama Das Thakur says, manava janama labhiya Radha Krishna Navajiya Janiya Suniya Visa Khainu. Knowingly drinking poison. And that's why Narottama Das Thakur also says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara paiche keva. There is not a single example in anywhere in Shastra that someone gets delivered from this cycle of birth and death or from this material ocean without serving a Vaishnava. Without serving a Vaishnava, without pleasing a Vaishnava, no one can return back to Godhead. Krishna get pleased only when able to please his pure devotee. When a pure devotee get pleased and he prays for that conditioned soul to Krishna, then Krishna hears that prayer. We are not qualified to directly approach Krishna. That's why we have to take shelter of a pure devotee and serve him. And when the pure devotee pleased and he prays for us to Krishna, then Krishna hears. That's why this verse is telling that the association of a devotee is such a important thing. Khyanartha api tulaye no swargangna punarbhavam. Just like Prabhupada quoted Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur in this connection, as kaivalyam narakayate tridasapura akasa puspayate. The full verse is durdante indriya kala sarpa patali prakhyata damstrayate viswam purna sukhayate vidhi mahendradischa kitayate yat karunya katakhya vaibhava vatam tam gauram evastumah. This verse is from Chaitanya Chandramrita. Kaivalya narakayate, actually a person who has achieved the association of a devotee, and after associating with a devotee and he started the process of devotional service, for such a person kaivalya narakayate. Kaivalya means merging into effulgence of Supreme Brahman, Sajujya Mukti. That is for a Vaishnava or a devotee narakayate. This is hellish. And Tridasapura Akasa Puspayate. Tridasapura, Prabhupada is translated, it means the heavenly planets. To achieve the heavenly planets is a phantasmagoria, or as Prabhupada is writing here, it is just like will or the wisp for a devotee. He is puspa, akasa puspa, just like flower in sky. It is an imaginary thing. So this heavenly planet, to get that pleasure by achieving the heavenly planets, like the demigods are enjoying, that is a devotee never aspire for that. For him, this is simply an imaginary thing. And durdanta indriya kala sarpa patali prakhyata dangstrayate. Generally, the other peoples like yogis, they are always struggling to control their senses. They are doing pranayama and all this, like job, they processing all the yoga process. Simply their purpose is to control the senses and mind. But a devotee who is engaged in devotional service of the Lord, though he has senses, different senses in mind, because he is engaged in the service of the Lord, like Maharaj Ambarish, he engaged all his senses in the service of the Lord, then this senses generally acts like a snake. But when a snake's the poison teeth were broken, then there is no fear for that snake. Similarly, because the senses, when a devotee's senses are always engaged in service of devotional service of the Lord, so there is no fear for the senses and all this mind senses. A devotee never fears for them because he engaged them in service of the Lord. So devotee in a transcendental position, though the Mayavadi says Vishwam ne jagat mithya, but for a devotee Vishwam purna sukhayate. For such a devotee, even he is staying in this material world, but he thinks Vishwam purna sukhayate, this is place for happiness by because he is getting the supreme pleasure by serving the Lord. Whether in Swarga, Naraka or heaven, or in, even in the spiritual sky. Just like Bhutras or Mahara Chitraketu chanted that verse. Narayana Parasarbe Nami Vyaschati Kassana Swarga Apavarga Narakesu Apitulya Artha Darsina. For a devotee everything is same, whether in material planet, in this earthly planet or in heavenly planet or in even in spiritual planets in Vaikuntha Loka. Because a devotee's only purpose is to serve the Supreme Lord. Vishwam Purna Sukhayata Vidhi Mahendra Adis Kitayata. Even the positions of Brahma and Indra, a devotee is just like completely useless things. To achieve those things, just like Kita means insect. He's completely useless things for a devotee. How can he achieve that position? Yat karunya katakya vaibhavatam tam gauram stuma. If he achieved that mercy, karunya katakya, mercy from Gauranga Mahaprabhu or his pure devotees, then he realizes all these things. That's a Prabhupada quote in this, here is that verse, just half of the verse. Because a bhakta always wants to retain his individuality. Why he wants to retain his individuality? Because his only wish is to serve the Lord. He never thinks for this, like the Mayavadis, Sunyavadis, and to just merge in Brahman. He is always busy in serving the Supreme Lord. And that position, that he can achieve that position only by the mercy of a devotee. Krishna Bhakti, Janma Mula Haya Sadhu. This is Janma Mula. This process of Bhakti starts from Sadhu Sangha by association of a Vaishnava. And even Krishna Prema Upujaya, up to the last end of this process of Sadhana Bhakti, that is to achieve Krishna Prema, that is the goal of life. And that Krishna Prema can achieve only by associating with Sadhus. That is up to last level also. Tino Mukhya Anga, that is the primary limb or primary necessity in process of bhakti, even to achieve prema at the lotus feet of Krishna. How can one achieve prema at lotus feet of Krishna? That is the goal of life. Mahaprabhu gave simple process. Even if you are an illiterate person, you cannot write anything, even you cannot read anything, you don't know anything, but simply serving a Vaishnava and pleasing him, and if you'll get three things, then you achieve Krishna Prema. What is that? Bhakta Pada Dhuliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhunta Avases, Teen Mahabar. Bar Bar Sarva Sastre Pukariya Kai, Eitina Haite Krishna Prema Bhakti Hai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself chanted this verse in connection with this Kalidas story. There was one devotee, Kalidas. He was like uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. But he belongs to a very rich family, because Jamindar's family. He was a Kayastha, in Kayastha family. But he was always seeing for that opportunity to serve a Vaishnava and how to touch his feet, how to eat his remnant. Somehow or other he was always trying for that. That is his business. He is always, because he has no shortage of money or on this, he has not to work for his daily maintenance. He was always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, because of his Sukriti from this previous life, Suchinang Simatang Gehe, Jogobrashta, Abhijayate. Somehow that he was born in a very rich family. But he could understand that to achieve Krishna Prema, that is very easy process. By pleasing Vaishnava, if you get his dust from his feet, if you eat his remnant, and Icharanamrita, by washing his feet, you will get that water. Then this is the prime necessity for achieving Krishna Prema. So he was always roaming or traveling through all the places in Gauramandala, and he was always trying some opportunity to serve the devotees, and somehow or other getting the touching their feet or eating their remnant. That is his business. Then this Kalidas, one time he came to Jagannath Puri and he met Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was a routine, every day's routine, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu every day visit Jagannath temple. And then when Mahaprabhu come to visit Jagannath temple, his servant Govinda always walk with him with a pot of water and commander full of water. Then even in the main gate Jagannath temple, Singha Dwara, then there is a, just northern side, there is a, one hole even there, and Mahaprabhu used to put his feet there, and Govinda has to put water on his feet. After washing his feet, then Mahaprabhu walks upward and 22 steps to reach the Jagannath temple. But it is a tradition that no one could drink that water that washes the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Mahaprabhu come to know that someone has drunk that charanamrit, then that day he fasts whole day, he did not eat anything. So everyone was fearful. That was no one was scared to do that, and Swarupa Damodar always guard him, and he has bodyguard also. Who? Kashiswar Pandit. He was 7 feet high. He was always guide. No one should disturb Mahaprabhu. But when this Kalidas came, and he also went to with Mahaprabhu to take darshan, and he saw that Govinda is putting water on Mahaprabhu's feet, and there is a little hole. Then he immediately just get down and put his hand underneath Mahaprabhu's feet. Then he took one palm of water, they drank like this, three times he drank water. But these other times someone else eat, they would drink that water, Mahaprabhu become very disturbed. His face expression become little disturbed. But now when Kalidas was drinking, Mahaprabhu was smiling, he not telling anything. Three times he drank, then Mahaprabhu told, yes, yes, that's enough for you, stop now. So everyone understanding what will happen today, but Mahaprabhu is looking very pleased. Then he just, Mahaprabhu walked to the temple, he took darshan, then he come back to his place, Gambira. Then he told Govinda, today's my, whatever remain prasadam in my plate, this Maha prasada, my remnant, one person will go to Haridas, but another person you give to Kalidas today. So everyone was astonishing, why Mahaprabhu is telling, how is giving so much mercy to this person? How is so fortunate? He was qualified to drink his water, no one is qualified to drink Mahaprabhu's, Abhishek water, his Charana Abhishek water, but his Kalidas drank. And now Mahaprabhu is again telling, he did not disturb, today he's take his very in charming mood, and he is also not disturbed like other days, and he is telling that his remnant also, this Kalidas is the person, he will get this remnant. As long as he stay in Jagannath Puri, he will get his remnant. So seeing that all devotees are in a suspense to know what is going and why it is he achieved such mercy, then Mahaprabhu just told, okay, you all sit down. Mahaprabhu told, you heard attentively, I am telling one story about this Kalidas, because he is a person that not a single Gaura Bhakta, a person or a Vaishnava in Navadip, whose feet this Kalidas did not touch, or there is no person whose remnant he did not eat. He told one example, I am telling how he ate the remnant of a person, his name was Jhadu Thakur. He was born in a very low class family. The person just like those who are cleaning the drains or the what? Latrines or sweeping in the road, very low grade family. But that Jhadu Thakur was a very great Gaura Bhakta. He was always chanted Hare Krishna mantra from early in the morning. He wake up and he in his home he kept Gaur Nitai deity and worship them. And Kalidas knows that this person is a great devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this Jhadu Thakur. But how can I eat his remnant? How can I touch his feet? It is not possible for me. Because I am such in a high class family and he will never allow me to do these things. Then one day he planned how to eat remnant of Jhadu Thakur. He went to market, there is mango season, then he purchased very nice mangoes. Then he brought those mangoes to Jhadu Thakur's house. Just he was going and they go inside. Oh, I am just passing away in this road. I just came to see or take darshan of your Gaur Nitai. Then he pay his obeisances and they sing Kalidas. Jhadu Thakur also stand up from his seat and he also offer obeisances to Kalidas, and Kalidas also pay his obeisances, and somehow or other he just trying to touch his feet, but he was running. He was not allowing him to touch his feet. And after some time he was sitting there, then he told, okay, some talks were there, how your worship of Gaur Nitai is going on, how you are doing, how your bhajan is going, some talks. Then he told, okay, I was just going in this way, and in market I brought this some mangoes, nice ripe mangoes. So today you can offer this mangoes to your Gaur Nitai. I brought this mangoes for you. Jhadu Thakur become very happy. They are very poor. It is very difficult for them to even buying mangoes from the market. Such a good quality mangoes. Then Jhadu Thakur after some time told, okay, I am busy. I have to go some other places. So you can offer this mangoes to Gaur Nitai and you can take the prasad. But his plan was to eat the remnant of Jhadu Thakur. So he gave the mango, then he come out of their house, then he just go in the back side. He marked before, who are every day, they are throwing, after eating all these, dirty things where they are throwing, he marked that in the back of their house there was a big bush and some places there, every day they are throwing there, everything. So just he come out of their house and Jhadu Thakur also comes for some few meters with him. Then he returned to his house, then he just come back and come to the back side and sitting underneath the bushes. Then after they eat the mango, they offer to Gaur Nitai, they eat mango, then they become very happy. And after eating this mango, the mango seed and this all the skins, everything they throw to that. Every day that is their place, every day they are throwing. So who was sitting there? Kalidas. And he was just taking those skins and these seeds, mango seeds, then he was just sucking them and eating them. He was transcendental, he was very happy. And that incident, no one knows. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu being the Antaryami, he could understand everything. He knows everything. So he told these stories to all the devotees. Why Kalidas is get so much mercy from me? Because he has so much, he has such a intense greed to serve the devotees and eating their remnants, touching their feet. He always saw any opportunity to get to serve the devotees. That's why he is, I reciprocate in such a special way to Kalidas. Kalidas was crying. He told that no one knows all these things. How Mahaprabhu knows this? I just ate the remnant of Jhadu Thakur. He was crying. But Mahaprabhu told that this is the way. Bhakta pada dholi yaar, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhunkta avases. Teen mahavar. When you touch the feet of a Vaishnava, you gave all karma to him. It's not just a joking thing. If someone touch his feet, means you giving your karma to that Vaishnava. That's why everyone not allowed to touch feet. Spiritual master is for that, because he is authorized to take the karma of his disciple. So when touching feet, you giving karma. And when drinking charanamrita, your heart get cleansed. And we eat the remnants, you get the disease that is in Vaishnava. What is disease with Vaishnava? To love Krishna, Krishna Prem, that is always in their heart. And if you eat the same remnant, just like you eating remnant of a diarrhea patient, you also get diarrhea. So if you will eat the remnant of a pure Vaishnava, Paramahansa Vaishnava, then very easily you also get achieve Krishna Prem. Another example in beginning of Bhagavatam is given about Narad Muni. He told himself the story to his disciple Vyasadev. How he come to this exalted position of Narad Muni? By simply serving the Vaishnavas, Paramahansa Vaishnavas, and hearing Krishna Katha with his mothers from them, and serving them and eating their remnant. Even the curse given to Narada by Brahma, that is also nullified. Brahma caused him to become son of a mad servant. Narada Muni was first Upavarahana Gandharva, then again he was son of Brahma. So Brahma told him to assist him in process of creation and to enter Grahastha Ashram, but he refused. Told, no, I have to follow the footsteps of my elder brothers, Kumaras. I don't want to entangle in this Grahastha way of life. Brahma became very angry, he cursed, okay? Now we don't want to accept one wife, now I am cursing you. You have 100 wives. Go to Gandharva Loka and have association of all the Apsaras there. So he became Upavarahana Gandharva, and 100 Apsaras with him, always traveling with them. Then one day he again went to Brahma Loka for some musical performance. Brahma invited. But when he was performing his duty, playing music, but he was thinking about a particular apsara, so he is inattentive. Brahma marked this. He told, you are even not qualified to stay in Gandharva Loka. Become a maid servant. Go to earthly planet and become maid servant, a son of a maid servant. But even when Narada started serving this Paramahansa Vaishnavas with the association of his mother, then even that curse also nullified. In a gradual process, again come to his position as exalted pure devotee of the Lord as Narada Muni. So that's why this verse is so important, that Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Martyanam Ki Mutasisa. What interest then can he have in the benedictions of demigods who are subject to the law of birth and death? So it's a very important verse. Time is over, so I am stopping here. Anyone, any question or comment? Yes. Mike.
Thank you for class, Maharaj. So we can take remnants of any devotee or the pure devotee only. But where to find a pure devotee and how?
I told that if you eat the remnant, the same quality will go to you. If you eat the remnant of a drunkard and a thief, then you also achieve such what is going on in this mind, that will transport to you. So eating prasad is a very important item in process of devotional service. Even the person who is cutting sabji, who is cooking, their consciousness also transferring there into that food. So in Western world they become very easily devotees, because in beginning days Prabhupada himself was cooking and he was offering prasad. That's why in one lecture in Hindi in Rama Radha Damodar Prabhupada is telling, jada shastra padhne ka jarurat nahi hai, prasad kha ke hi bhakta ban jao, kyunki ye spiritualized food hai. Because Prabhupada was cooking himself. If he is cooked by a pure devotee and he offered to Krishna, that prasad is Mahaprasad. Krishna definitely accept. And if you will eat Sat Prasad, then you will. And remnant of Prabhupada or remnant of Narada Muni or Paramahansa Vaishnava, that is different. So it is Rupa Goswami recommended, from whom you have to eat? Ninda adi sunya hudaya ipsita sanga labdha. He told how three types of Vaishnava, how you behave. Krishnati jasya girita, mane sandriyata. Dikhyasti chet pranati vishcha bhajantamesam. Then, susro saya bhajana vigya ananya manya ninda adi sunya hidaya ipsita sanga labdha. Such a exalted Vaishnava, who has given up that has gone to blaspheming others, criticizing others, and to become envious of others, that quality is not there. Such a exalted Vaishnava in a uttama platform, then susru saya bhajana, you have to serve him, satisfy him, and get his remnant, then you very quickly advance. That is Narada Muni did with his mother. Not everyone's. If someone is a lusty person and is always in angry mood and you eat his remnant, you also get these qualities. So it is very selective, not everyone's remnant.
Kalidas is taking everyone's remnants?
I told he is taking remnants of the Gaura Parsadas, those who are Vaishnavas, he was not eating everyone's remnants. Gaurangara Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaye Brajendra Sutapas. The associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are not conditioned souls. When Mahaprabhu was in planet, those who are associated in his pastimes, they are all Nitya Siddhas. They are not like us conditioned souls. Lord never performs any pastimes with the conditioned souls. All is to whom he is performing. That's why Sandarbha Jiva Goswami says, all the personalities, the names in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not conditioned souls. They are simply actors in a drama. They are not conditioned souls. Even Kala Krishna Das or Chota Haridas, they are not conditioned souls. To teach us, they simply perform a particular role. So that is different. From Mahaprabhu's time, they are all eternal associates of Mahaprabhu. They are Nitya Siddhas. So now everyone is in you have to see who is what. And if you want, this person is how? If he is always angry mood, he is a lusty person, then how can you eat his remnant? Such a person, you can just obeisances in your heart, because he is chanting Hare Krishna, that is Rupa Goswami is telling. Dikhyasne Krishna tijasya giritam manesa andriyatam. He is chanting Hare Krishna, but he is not such an exalted position. He is still in angry mood, he is in a neophyte stage, then pay him obeisances. And someone have taken this initiation, he is doing dirty service, reading Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, all these things, and at least in advanced, like Madhyama, then you can do him Panchanga Pranam, touching your knee in the ground, Panchanga Pranam. Then if someone is Uttam Vaishnava, then you have to pay him full Dandavata Pranam. Sache Vaishnava, who is Ninda Adi Sunya Hrudaya, then you serve him. See all opportunities to serve him, to please him. And if he get pleased and gives you blessing, he just tell you Krishna Mati Rastu, then you get Krishna Prem. By the power of his blessing, you will get Krishna Prem. Even Devananda Pandit was an offender in feet of Sivas Thakur. But he served another Vaishnava, who? Bakreswar Pandit. Bakreswar Pandit, being pleased with his service, he told, you may achieve Krishna Prem. Now Mahaprabhu told what to do. He is an offender. Before Mahaprabhu was telling to Bakreswar, I will deliver everyone, I will give Krishna Prem to everyone, but not to you. I will send you to Rauravanarka, to the hell, to suffer for time immemorial. He was becoming very fearful. Now Bakreswar Pandit gave the blessings, you may achieve Krishna Prem. So Mahaprabhu, what did he do? The next time he saw Devananda Pandit, he was very calm and quiet. He told, you serve my devotee Bakreswar. Then Mahaprabhu accepted him. So that is the power of a blessing of a Vaishnava. If you will serve him, please him, and get blessing from him, and then you can develop. Otherwise, not by our own effort, it is not so easy to achieve Krishna Prem. That's why everywhere in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu and Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, two things always Rupa Goswami says. What? Follow this process and always aspire for mercy from a Vaishnava and from Krishna. Both are necessary. Okay. Yes, give him mic.
When the Nectar of Devotion first came out, Srila Prabhupada said, every day I want everyone to read this Nectar of Devotion. He said, if you read this Nectar of Devotion, you are directly associating with Rupa Goswami. And if you follow the instructions in this Nectar of Devotion, you are serving directly Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. So we're talking about a moment's association of a pure devotee. In my own life, I got one small book. I associated with the Srila Prabhupada by reading that book. And immediately I trashed all my material ambitions.
Yes.
I quit college.
Bappu Seva and Bani Seva. Bani Seva is more important, that is. But another thing, how Prabhupada also reciprocated when in Western world. Then when they started reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they saw that unless you have some Sukriti in your previous life, then you cannot enter devotional, you cannot perform devotional service. It's some Sukriti from, then you enter. Because Krishna told in Gita, Yasang Antagatang Papang, Jananang Punya Karmanang, Te Dunda Moho Nirmukta Bhajate Mam Dudhavrata. Unless you have performed some Sukriti, you cannot enter this process of bhajan. So in Western people, they thought that, we must have did some Sukriti in our past lives, though otherwise how we came to this, we accepted the devotional process. One time they approached Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told, no, that is only due to my causeless mercy. You have no Sukriti before. So this is also mercy of a Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, unconditional mercy of a Vaishnava. Narada Muni saw many mercy to the many conditions of souls like Dasyu Ratnakara, he become Balmiki. Sometimes because devotee just travel all the time, all for the showing mercy to the conditioned soul. Mahanta Sobhavai Tarite Pamar Apanara Kajanahi Jantar Ghar. A Mahanta, exalted Vaishnava, always travel door to door. He has not any self-interest. Why is he traveling? Apanara Kajana, he has no his own work, nothing to do with his self-interest. Because Tarite Pamara, to deliver the conditioned souls, like Narada Muni. That's why Prahlad Maharaj also rejected, even Nrsingadeva was telling Prahlad, come back to my come with me. You suffer so much, come with me to my planet. He told, no, how can I am not worried about me. Wherever I stay, I will remember you, do your bhajan. But I am thinking for all these vimudhas, all these conditioned souls. How can I go alone? I have to follow the footprints of my guru Narada and preaching. So that is the mentality of exalted Vaishnavas. And that's why Prabhupada told preaching is the essence. But purity, who can preach? Purity is the force. According to our level of purity, we can influence the people. If you have someone in Vaishnava, like in Uttam Vaishnava, then he can deliver entire world alone. Brahmanda tarite sakti dhare jane jane. Srila Prabhupada could preach all over the world alone, but to just maintain that society, we need so many peoples. According to level of the Vaishnavas, we have to behave them, and always we must search for such an exalted Vaishnava and serve him. That is the goal of life. Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pai Chekeva. Or Tader Charana Sebi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hai Iyabhilas. That is the only aspiration or the only aim of a devotee. And to serve Vaishnavas and stay in association with Vaishnavas. That is the goal of all the devotees. This is, they want only this life after life. They don't even care for liberation. Okay? Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.